How's your legs to married men, hooker?
Fabulous. Gone with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are, Tracy and I, both wearing maroon.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew?
I know. I don't know.
I love it when we match with our coloring. Hey, it is time to talk about the lovely ladies of the Housewives and, of course, the young, young ladies on The Bachelor.
Hi, I'm 23, and I want to marry you.
That's right. Yeah, that's basically,
That's right. That's how we roll.
That is.
We will be discussing the Housewives, of course, when it came to the jersey. Shocking.
Oh, my gosh.
Shocking news when it came out of Teresa Gorga's mouth.
Yes.
But first, let's kick it off with Hannah.
This week is Fantasy Suite week, and this is a weird position for me to be in. I don't want to think about Peter being with the other two women.
So wait, are you staying here too?
Yeah. Apparently, all of us will be living together during Fantasy Suite Week.
So awkward.
That is very awkward.
Okay, so like I've said before, I haven't watched, The Bachelor forever, right? Like, I started watching with Colton. So I didn't know, is this common for them all to be in a Fantasy Suite together?
No.
That's weird.
No, this is just downright mean.
Yeah, I mean, that. How awkward is that? Yeah.
So listen, I'm going to have to sit and stare at your face and wonder, how was your love making last night?
You didn't come home last night.
No, you did not. Mm-hmm. You want to tell me the deets?
That's right.
I don't. Mm-hmm. It's kind of nasty if you think about it.
It is.
I was realizing that. I'm like, okay, here's this dude, and he's clearly like, oh, hi, I've missed you. I love you. I'm in love with you. Okay, I'm going to take you to my bedroom.
Right.
And I'm going to do you.
Right.
And then I'm going to go do the next girl tomorrow.
That's right.
Ew.
It is weird. And then they all walk into the apartment and sit down in the same area and look at each other.
It's just very odd.
It's strange. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the producers are just trying to be shady.
Oh, yeah.
That
they're
way.
Trying to be super shady.
So it is. It's between Hannah. She goes on the first date, of course, with this stud muffin.
Uh-huh.
And I liked her flowy, virginile dress that she wore on the date. Remember? Yeah. It's like that pink one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you're not. No.
No.
No, no. But you know what? The innocence played out for a while.
And do you remember her saying to him, like when they were sitting on the beach or something, she's like, you know what? Mm. I know this is hard for you, but you do what you have to do. I will understand if you have to, you know, be with other
You
ladies.
Do who you need to do.
Yes. And I'll still be here waiting for you.
I know. Okay.
Uh-huh.
What girl? Listen, 3210931. I want to know what ladies of Madtown would be like. Listen, I know you're going to go have sex with this woman tonight.
Right, but I'll be here.
Call me. Yeah. And how about this? Okay, so he chooses the women. Okay, first he sleeps with Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then there's Victoria F. that he sleeps with. And then, of course, Madison's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you leave the sloppy seconds for the girl that is a virgin? Think about that.
But he didn't know that though.
No, but the producers did.
Yeah, the producers knew.
Mm-mm-mm.
And that's what really upsets me about Madison. Mm-hmm. Is like at the beginning, she's like, I don't want you sleeping with anybody.
Yeah.
Basically.
You're
doesn't
on
tell
the
him why.
Have you not seen the show before?
Apparently she hasn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it was crazy to see that. I'm like, first of all, that's not fair to do to him.
No, it's not.
And it's not fair to the other ladies too.
No, it's not. And then not to even tell him why, though.
Right.
Like, you waited this whole time. Like, you would... This is... you're getting to know each other, right? So you start telling each other things.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that's very important to you that you should have told him a long time
ago. It's definitely the storyline. I think this was a pre-plan from the beginning.
Yeah, I think
really
so,
do.
Too. Yeah.
So here you go. Here's Madison talking to her bachelor.
I made a commitment to myself. I decided that I wanted to save myself for marriage.
I respect the hell out of you for being able to make that commitment to yourself to save that for marriage. And what are your expectations for me then?
For me personally, I wouldn't be able to say yes to an engagement and continuing to like move forward if you have slept with
other women.
Yeah, so she says that she's the last date and she tells him as the last date.
Oh my.
So,
I mean, I don't know how else to do this, but like I'll just be very honest and I won't give any details, but I have been intimate.
Oh my.
And I can't lie to you about that. honest. I have to be honest with you.
Will you just, like, excuse me for just, like, a second?
I gotta walk away.
Yeah, I need to walk away.
I gotta walk away.
Can you excuse me?
So what do you think about that?
I think that how she did this was completely wrong.
Yeah.
I totally love and respect her values, and I love that. Mm-hmm. But I think, first of all, have you seen the show? Secondly, you know there's fantasy suites involved because you've seen the show before. And then I think third, he's dating other people knowingly, so you can't, like, tell him not to do that and not tell him why.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's fair.
Well, we will see what happens next week.
Yeah, so next week it's interesting because it looks like he's looking for Madison. Like, the other two ladies are there, but she's not. And he's crying.
Where did she go?
Did you see that he's crying? I want to know who the mama's crying
about.
Very
emotional. Yeah. Madison.
I think so.
Bring her back!
Yeah.
Bring her back!
Who do you think he's going to end up with?
None of them.
Oh, you don't think? Okay.
No, I don't think he's going to end up
with anyone. There's a constant rumor about him and some producer.
Yep.
So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, of course, then the Jersey Housewives.
Oh, yeah.
We watched the trailer all week long. Yes. Teresa, were you behind again? Miss Daniels Dobb pulling Margaret's hair?
Wow.
That's crazy.
Now, told me Stephen Dan told her to pull Margaret's hair.
No.
Yes.
What? Oh,
and that God. She was on.
I don't believe that for two seconds. Like, why would Stephen Dan tell her to pull my hair? You think Stephen Dan is sophisticated? Go ahead. What else did she say?
She said she was on the fence and said, I don't know. Should I? And then you said, do it.
Woo! You said, do it.
Okay. I didn't know the episode was going to open up right away. We just get right into it, right?
Yeah, which is
good. So what do you think about Melissa? Melissa, to me, completely outed her. You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you pull Teresa aside and say, hey, Danielle said this when I was at lunch. Why? I just thought it was weird she said it in front of everybody.
Oh, well, right. But I don't know if it's because everyone was asking her.
Yeah, everybody was asking her.
They all need to know. You know, this is a big conversation.
Yeah,
I think they did it. She did it because she wanted to make it final. She wanted to put that dagger in the coffin when it comes to the relationship.
Uh-huh.
And maybe humiliating Teresa in front of everybody gave her that ammunition that she needed. Because then everybody chimed in and said, see, we've been telling you forever.
You need to stop being friends with her. Yeah.
So I know. I didn't believe that they were going to start it off with that segment.
I know. They came right in. But why would the store owner, I didn't understand. Why would the store owner say, I don't get that.
He's shady.
Like, ruin your store. Mm-hmm. I don't.
And he did. That,
yeah.
Say goodbye to your reputation.
I know.
Your reputation. So, of course, then that follows into the heartbreaking, wrenching thing of watching, which was beautiful,
oh
too.
Oh, my gosh.
The girls finally seeing their dad in Italy.
Just gives me chills. It really does.
Ugh. My gosh. I know.
It's just, you know what? No matter what happens between them, I love their relationship with their children that they have. I mean, it's beautiful to see, you know? I mean, it really is. He loves his kids so much. Teresa is an amazing mom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no matter what. You know, I love seeing them all together.
I was following Joe's Instagram page, and he took a video of the screenshot of when he and Teresa are alone, and he asks about, well, can I sleep with you? I mean, we're married. We've been married for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she denied him. And in his Instagram, he said, this is the first time that I knew what rejection felt like. My wife has never said no to me, to sleeping with me. And he said, this is when I realized that I've lost my wife.
Yeah.
And then they show that in this, you know, this night that they decided to end their marriage.
I thought they showed a really good montage of how Teresa, I mean, if you've watched the show from the very beginning like we have.
Yeah.
Teresa was crazy about Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Did anything, everything, crazy about him, and I think he took that for granted over the years. And now, you know, something so catastrophic happened to them that it's hard for her to. Now she finally is just like
she's a different person.
She's a different person.
You haven't seen someone for four years, and he destroyed their family.
He did.
She went to prison because of him. So
he went through a lot.
I don't know. Maybe they'll come back together. I know she's doing the pool boy right now, and he's super hot.
But they're not officially divorced. They're separated.
Yeah.
So they're still, you know.
But she is definitely having menage a trois with the pool boy.
He's hot.
There you have it.
So nasty and...